Thank you, Lord, for this lovely reminder that the very first thing we could and should be aware of in the morning is your face smiling down on us. Help us remember to immediately move into your presence and ask that the cobwebs of the enemy be brushed from our eyes and our mind before they have the chance to turn our attention away from you. Amen. Claire received this message from the Lord yesterday, Heart Dwellers, and it was the last thing I read before I went to sleep last night. I have to say the smile it brought to me lasted all night. I can't think of anything more wonderful to look forward to than waking up in the morning and before even getting out of bed, searching for His presence and greeting Him, knowing that whether I see or hear Him or not, He is there, waiting for me with eager anticipation to wake up and begin my day with Him again. Oh, Heart Dwellers, He is just so in love with each and every one of us. Let's all determine to truly embrace His words in this message and greet Him each morning with the same joy He has for us. Jesus began, "My daughter, my bride, I long for you to recognize my presence beside you every day. I long to raise you up when you feel bowed down by life's challenges. Yet when you awake, you do not immediately recognize my presence beside you. Dear one, that is when I am the closest to you. The enemy wants you to focus on your coffee and vitamins for help, so he can, in the meantime, insert his evil thoughts into your mind. May I say, by the time you finish those things, you have already been infected with negativity. That is why he stresses those physical helps to awaken you. In the meantime, your mind is like a wet sponge, taking in all the poison he has prepared for you. I don't feel well. I'm so tired. I can't think straight. I'm not up to this. I don't want to fail you, Jesus, but I'm hopeless. I'm depressed. Does that sound familiar? These are words programmed into your consciousness first thing in the morning. That is why when you put on the helmet of salvation, you short-circuit a ruinous day that he had planned for you, a day where you just drag around from one thing to the next, feeling numbed by the word curses he has applied to handicap you. It is time for all of you, my people, to put an end to this insidious tactic the devils have used on you to keep you from my higher calling in your life. If your attitude is that you can barely make it through the day, you will not grow into the fullness of who I have called you to be. This is why I have asked you to put on the full armor before you do anything else. These are times where the proliferation of evil is so great you cannot afford to be slack in protecting yourselves. Now I wish to impart to you another secret, so very dear to my heart. You have taken on the world with me, my bride. Shall I leave you weak and helpless? No, my loved ones. I am at your right hand, holding you up as you grasp to take hold of your footing each day. I do not leave you on your own. Many of you, like Claire, are pushing physical exhaustion every day, and I have told you to come to me in the Blessed Sacrament. Ask for the strength you need as you receive me, and I will equip you. But even more have I extended to you. Indeed, I live inside of you, but I manifest also on the outside. As you arise in the morning, I put my arm around you and help you to your feet. I stand beside you always, but you do not recognize I am there. As a result, you do not lean on me, dear ones. Yes, lean on me. And even more, count on me to keep you up and moving, to keep your mind clear, to be present as you pray, to even help you with your prayers if you reach out to me and ask, Jesus, help me pray. Please, help me worship. Help me be faithful to you and what is appropriate for me in these moments. In this way, you will fulfill my will and have victory over that cloud of oppression that so often assails you, even in your body, enveloping your mind. Delight in my presence in the morning. Speak to me. Tell me how much I mean to you and how you cannot live without me. In this way, we will be blessed together to handle the day. Now, that's what I call a good start. The Lord bless you, dear heart dwellers.